Joel Craig is here to talk about his new graphic novel, Gaytopia, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Joel.
Hi.
Tell us about Gaytopia.
Well, the title of the book is Journey to Gaytopia, and it's about two actors, actually Joel Craig, myself, and Stephen Foster, who's an actual actor, and we're cast on the half-hour Julianne Moore and Madonna half-hour comedy show. And Madonna is taking these acting lessons from Mae Dunaway, the evil twin sister of Faye Dunaway. And in the course, Mae Dunaway kidnaps Madonna and takes her into an alternate parallel universe. And so Julianne Moore sends myself and Stephen Foster to go look for her and to rescue her. And so it's just kind of a funny adventure in trying to rescue this person.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
So I'm incorporating acting in the story. Plus, I like Star Wars. I like science fiction. And so I was combining the two interests together, and I'm writing about all kinds of things that aren't really going to happen in real life. That was kind of my inspiration. The alternate parallel universe, and we end up going to Gaytopia. And Gaytopia is this land where it's full primarily of gays and lesbians. There are some straight people there, too, but they're all artists. And there are actors, writers, filmmakers, and the work, there's lots of it. People aren't competing for jobs. So people are able to do the things that they really want to do there.
What would you like to accomplish with this graphic novel?
First of all, I want to make people laugh. I try to be funny. I'm not always funny, but it's partly escape. It's partly somebody can read this and maybe get away from their life for a little bit. But it's also good overcomes evil. In the end, I know it sounds kind of like a cliche thing, but good things happen. Overall, pretty much, I want to make people laugh.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Basically, I'd like straight people to look at this and see that, well, there's gay protagonists, there's gay main characters, but we're not really any different than straight people. We have pretty much the same hopes, dreams, problems. And so, in the future, maybe if there is a gay protagonist for any kind of other stories that other people write, it's not going to be like, oh, well, this story has a gay character, lesbian character. It's just something that doesn't even really need to be mentioned because it's pretty much a mainstream kind of thing, and it doesn't really matter to people.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
I'm not really sure about that. I mean, that's a hard one. But I think that what we need to do is keep doing what we are doing. We have to keep fighting for our rights, as we always have. Just keep doing what we're doing.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's presidency?
One of the sad things is they're not just struggling with the Trump presidency. They're struggling with bullying from kids at school, from family. And I think that the important thing is trying to be safe. For example, when I was in college, I was harassed by the jocks in the dorm. And I said, well, hey, why don't you call me this other name instead of, you know, faggot? Why don't you say, as I'm walking down the hall, sing the song of Pretty Woman instead of saying Pretty Man? And they did, and I liked it, and took the sting out of what they were trying to do. However, with the gay kids of today, they have to be careful. Safety, they have to be careful of what kind of bullying is this? Is it verbal? Is it physical? And it still has a negative impact on their lives. And hopefully now people have more people to talk to. It's not just maybe in the 1970s when there wasn't as much support. There's more support, and I'm hoping that the kids of today, they talk to somebody.
How can people get information about Gaytopia?
They can, on Amazon, type in Journey to Gaytopia, and also my website at www.andjoelcraig.com.
What other projects are you working on?
Right now, I'm kind of playing around with an animated series of Journey to Gaytopia. I'd love to find an animator. That's a big undertaking. And of course, that would be a project I could do the voiceover. That's pretty much what I'm working on.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I was in this music video for a Donovan Holden, a musical artist who actually happens to be my husband, called Bad Boys Black Leather. And it's just kind of a fun, kind of silly song about bad boys and black leather. And I get to be kind of sexy in it, and it's just silly and fun. And I'm lucky to be married to my husband, Donovan Holden, who's also an artist just like me.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I was born to make people laugh, and that's what I'm going to do. What it means is I want to make people feel good about who they are, and sometimes they don't. But if I can make them laugh for a few seconds, because humor is a very useful tool, fighting adversity, anything that comes up. So that's kind of what I'm aiming at. So I was born to make people laugh. And that's what I'm going to do.